If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
1, 2, 3.
Doctor,
Mr. MD,
Doctor,
now can Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment, so that's what we're going to do. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're ready to roll. And for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about science being divided on whether your human immune system can create an effective immunity towards COVID. So we got some new scientific evidence to share, and we got a bunch of stuff in our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees. I'm seeking the Lord's face, and I'm minding the time because it grows short. So we have to do a devotional. That's the right thing to do. And so we're looking towards the Lord. We're looking to the Lord. And we're in 1 Timothy 6, and it says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we carry nothing out of it." Mm-hmm. And also in 1 Timothy 6, it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many arrows." Oof. Mm-mm. Yep, truth can do that. So if you want some truth, open the scripture, and the Lord will give it to you, and he'll help you understand it. So mind time, it goes short, because he is the way. And without further ado, woo, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, we're going to get a little into this more in detail in the first part of the show. It says the FDA is saying your natural immunity against COVID doesn't exist. So interesting, more Americans are asking why their antibody tests can't be used instead of getting a vaccination. And here's the other thing. The FDA doesn't want you to get an antibody test, even if you do get a vaccination. So the FDA has declared that only the COVID-19 injected virus can bring about immunity and protection. Now you have to ask yourself, okay, if that's the case, why did Merck Pharmaceutical and Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvard Risch say that in an Israel study, they found that people who contracted COVID viruses naturally developed a long-lasting immunity that does not require any type of vaccination. So and that's what Merck Pharmaceutical did. They were in their clinical trials for their COVID vaccine, and when they found out their test group, their control group, who encountered COVID naturally had a better antibody response than those who were vaccinated, they decided to abandon the whole thing and said, you know what, your immune system is superior. Go with that. All right, last but not least in the quack report, vaccine tourists. I like that, Frank, that term, vaccine tourists. I never thought I would hear that. They are flocking to America to receive a free COVID vaccine as the Center for Disease Control bribes them to come and will give them a vaccination badge. So here's the other thing. CDC is paying, get this, 9 dating apps, part of their $1 billion slush fund, apparently, to push COVID vaccine onto the public. So their dating apps are allowing the vaccinated individuals to post a special vaccine badge. Now, Japan was has one of the oldest living populations on the planet, and Japan is targeting their elderly with COVID vaccines because they need to get rid of them. They need to get a few million of them off the Social Security dole. The government is wanting to stay solvent, so they're trying to, you know, euthanize their elderly with the vaccine over there. If they're 65 and older, that's what they're getting pressured to do. So euthanasia is part of it. We've covered shows on that. If you missed that, hit the archives at thepowerherbs.com and get educated. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. All righty, so got a lot to cover here. So we're going to look at science kind of being divided here on whether the human immune system can deal with COVID or not. What's your vote on that, Frank? I know you got an opinion. I'm saying your immune system's quite capable. But what do I know? I'm just a herbalist that uses herbs to help the immune system out. Well, we're going to talk about that too. So there are lots of reports now circulating in the scientific community that your human immune system on its own is useless against the COVID virus, including the mutated versions. So much of that misinformation is being generated by the FDA and the WHO. So then there also are reports that counter that position, saying your immune system has a better antibody response to COVID without the vaccine and can effectively handle the mutated versions of the virus. What'd you say, Frank? He says, of course our immune systems are superior and healthy immunity. God gave that to us. Absolutely. So we're going to take a look at this and see where our God-given immunity stands. What, Frank? He says, but if you don't provide it the correct fuel, it's not going to work. Well, that's like anything in the body, right, Frank? You got to put the right stuff in. All right, well, let's look at some of these reports. The FDA has been posting information, I think misinformation, supposedly countering myths about the COVID virus and immunity. They are saying that vaccines are completely safe, and they state the following. If you go get the COVID-19 vaccine, they're saying this. The vaccine won't create infertility. It won't alter your DNA. The government won't mandate this vaccine. They say that's left to the states and employers. That's interesting. They say they won't test, you won't test positive for COVID after you get vaccinated with COVID-19. And they say the vaccine won't give you COVID or make you sick. Is that in writing and is some sort of declaration? I don't know. And now we've got death numbers, you know. Well, this is what the FDA says. COVID-19 vaccines teach your immune system how to recognize and fight the virus that caused COVID. Sometimes this process can produce flu symptoms, and these symptoms are normal and are signs the body is building protection against the virus that causes COVID, end of quote. Yeah. Well, what the FDA is suggesting is the immune system is engaged in, has engaged the virus and is producing a fever to manufacture and launch an antibody. So a human immune system does not make antibodies without a fever. So therefore, the vaccine gives you the COVID live virus as your immune system does not engage a dead pathogen. So if a fever does not develop, there's really no antibody protection. The strange thing is the FDA does not want the people who are vaccinated with COVID then to go get an antibody test. And you would think they would endorse this in order to prove, hey, the vaccine works and you have antibodies now against COVID. So why wouldn't they want you to prove that? Good question. So therefore, the reason is the vaccine doesn't give you protection and the body doesn't produce antibodies, and the tests would establish that. So now the FDA's position suggests that it wants people to believe that only vaccines can provide antibodies and that the human immune system is incapable of protecting you from COVID viruses. What'd you say, Frank? Oh. Well, okay. Let's talk about that Merck pharmaceutical, you know, because remember Merck abandoned their COVID vaccine trials after discovering that people who encountered and contracted COVID naturally had a superior antibody response compared to those who were vaccinated. So they just said, hey, your immune system wins on that one. Merck was at least honest about this fact, and they didn't pursue a vaccine. Smart on their part, right, Frank? Oh. Well, let's look at what this report from the Scientific American is saying. This is a March 2021 report. The Scientific American published some findings on the COVID variants that have so many people scared to death about. So the media is reporting that the variants are more lethal than the original COVID virus. And their report supports traditional findings, though, that, hey, your human immune system can adapt and defend from COVID variants. So they called it a microbe-host interaction. That's what they called it. Now, our immune system remembers past infections and can adapt antibodies to attack new but similar variants of the virus. So the research did get published in the January 31st, 2021 journal called Nature. Here is a couple of quotes from the immunologist that worked on that. This is Dr. Michael Neusenwig, University of Rockefeller University. He says, "We think the human immune system has its own way of evolving. This means the immune system is trying to get ahead of a virus. So the human immune system," he says, "maintains a reserve of armies of antibodies producing cells in addition to the original cells to recognize and respond to the threat. Therefore," he says, "we feel the human immune system is very capable of a COVID defense." And then this is from Dr. Marion Pepper, immunologist, University of Washington, also involved in the trial, said he's talking about your immune system. "It's an elegant mechanism, and the human immune system has and is quite capable of handling variants." So it's good to know. Well, let's talk about your antibodies that have the memory, because this report at the Scientific American is just, you know, kind of shouting from the rooftops and acknowledging this. So the human immune system, they say, remembers infections and retains a reservoir of immune cells coded to such infections, and they're called B cells. So these B cells remain constant in the immune system, and they're circulating at lower levels like a sentry patrol. And you're going to find many of these B cells in the lymph nodes. Therefore, those who have had their lymph nodes removed have, you know, hindered their immune system response. So if the infection reappears, if you get reinfected with COVID, the B cells activate, release the antibodies to kill the infection. And in most cases, a person would never know. They didn't develop any symptoms, so they would never know they were reinfected. This is what Dr. Pepper says, an immunologist, University of Washington. It says, "In March, we tested the B-cell antibodies against three mutated COVID variants, and they listed them K417N, E484K, and N501Y. And they said, we found the antibodies produced against these variants, and it had a, quote, increased ability to recognize and block the highly mutated variants. They go on to say, we call this a somatic hypermutation. So this is the reason they say your immune system can make up to a quadrillion different antibodies despite only having an estimated 20,000 genes. For months, they go on to say, and even years after an infection, your B cells retain memory. In this process, the immune system has had a long mystified our immunologists in science. So they're just now getting a handle on this part. So in a struggle, they said, for life and death, it's really good that your immune system has backups. That's what they're calling your B cells. They're calling them immune system backups. Dr. Shane Crowdy, Linda University Immunology, says, your immune system is creating a library of memory B cells that are not all the same, so they can potentially recognize things that are not identical. So you want to keep in mind that scientific reports that state those infected with COVID had diminishing antibodies several months after they recovered, well, those reports were not recognizing the B cells. And medical science has doubts that the average person will have enough of the antibody response to defend from COVID infections, but they speculate that there are may not be enough or sufficient B cells to help generate that defense even with repeated exposures. So that's what science is, you know, worried about. But it's just a worry. They haven't really proved it. So let's look at the bones of your defense. Your bones of your immune system is really nutrition. So minerals in particular are required for the immune system to function normally. So this is why immune system herbs are essential due to their concentrated chemistry of minerals. So they support the immune system function, and herbs like echinacea and astragalus root are mineral rich, and they help the immune system defend and even shorten their duration of the illness. So that's how they work. So always look to your mineral rich herbs and help your immune system work with the immune system, not against it. And the minerals will help, and including calcium. Calcium is, they found in, science, it tends to work like a flow switch to the immune system, kicks it on and kicks it off. So it kicks it on when it suspects there's an infection, and then kicks it off when the infection is gone. So calcium is real important there for your immune system to operate normally as well. Another mineral. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs for their free catalog that's full of immune support herbs and a whole lot more. Apothecary Herbs toll free is 866-229-3663. That's the international number is 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Take the power back. And don't be wallowing in fear. Fear is from the devil. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. So he's given you herbs to defend yourself, to help you. Take advantage now. They have a Memorial Day sale going on at Apothecary Herbs at thepowerherbs.com. So you can save 20%. And 20% on orders of $50 or more, but some restrictions apply, and the sale does end on the 6th of June. So take advantage of that. The coupon code is FLAG21 if you're looking for the coupon code to plug into the shopping cart. But they do have information right there on the homepage about it with the code. So, or you can use the code over the phone if you don't do the internet. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. Take advantage of the sale while it's on. So a lot of people stocking up, getting some things, summer cleanses, immune support, herbs for pets, snake bite kits. You know, if you're going to go hiking, you're worried about snakes, definitely have that. So they have all kinds of neat things over there at the Power Herbs. Check them out as soon as you can. What'd you say, Frank? Fear is a mind killer. Yep, it is. It really does. It does paralyze people. You know, it really clouds your judgment and your thinking. So look to the Lord. You know, he says, stand fast. He'll help you. He'll take your hand and help you. He'll guide your feet. You know, make sure you don't faint or slip. He'll be your shield and buckler. And you can definitely take advantage of a lot of the scriptures. They have healing potential there. I think in Exodus, the Lord's telling them in 18 and 20, chapters 18 and 20, that, you know, I know you're afraid of the plagues of Egypt, but if you stay close to me and abide by my rules and statutes and ordinances and commandments, I'll protect you and heal you. Those plagues won't come near you. So Psalms 91 is another one where he protects you from plagues. Pray those. God's word can't come back void. Take that and pray that over your whole house. And then take advantage of his promise that herbs are here for the healing of the nations and the service of man. God can't lie. So take advantage of that. All right, we got a few minutes before we're going to take a break. And we're going to look at some things that science is doing with all kinds of things that in the ocean and stuff. I call it biohacking. That's what they're doing. So we got some technology now that can really influence what science is doing, medicine is doing. They can make plants glow in the dark. Sort of kind of reminds you of, you know, a high school experiment. But even the cosmetic industry is using products to make your skin lighter, fresher, even more youthful, and have a glow to them. Scary. But I know it sounds good, you know, in marketing lingo, but what the heck is in there? So there are some things that are kind of perverse, in my opinion, in the area of making creatures glow, like a neon sign, right? So let's take a look at what science is doing with regard to making things glow in the dark and how that affects your health treatments. So the scientists at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine are making plants and animals glow in order to observe the glowing RNA messenger protein in the biological process and to see the mechanics of these proteins. So, you know, Frank, wouldn't that be interesting if they put some of that stuff in the COVID vaccine and people just start glowing like Martians? I know. It's not funny. It's scary. Well, they are stating that they can see when a mechanism is faulty and how they can influence or regulate it. So they're saying the glow mechanism helps them. So here's a list of some of the things science has biohacked to make them glow in the dark. Mice, cats, pigs, dogs, plants, fish, mushrooms, and brain tumors for surgical removal. Now, why are they doing this? You know, why is science, why does it want to create mushrooms that glow? Or, for goodness sake, mice, they can't hide from their predators. Why are they doing that? Well, it is to make them easier to find, obviously, but because growing mushrooms commercially nets the agricultural industry $1.11 billion. Making mushrooms glow in the dark makes them easier to harvest, apparently, especially in the dark, I guess. So why would they want to make a zebrafish glow in the dark by hacking the fish's DNA? Well, it is really to entertain the elite who have exotic fish tanks, or maybe it's to offer a new form of a nightlight. Hard to say. But we're told that, you know, glowing zebrafish, they're using it to track sugar proteins to see how they affect cell communication and how they behave in embryos. Also, the glowing cat thing, researchers are saying that it helps science to better understand how genes are protected and are available for successive generations, and also to assist in the treatment of things like AIDS, glowing cats and AIDS. Then they say the glowing mushrooms, as for the glowing mushrooms, I don't know, they may make your pizza look kind of festive, Frank, if you like mushrooms and pizza. They are also monitoring the fungus to control the metabolic clock in them to find ways to resolve things like insomnia. Ooh, glowing mushrooms and insomnia. Man, you got insomnia, you got to work on the thyroid. The thyroid regulates your sleep cycle. Thyroid doesn't have iodine, it's not working. You're not sleeping. What, Frank? Yeah, Frank doesn't eat things that glow. Yeah. Or that are blue. Yeah, that means they went bad. They're moldy. That's what Roquefort cheese is. You know how many people I came across, Frank, that didn't know that cheese that was blue was, oh, I'm past my cutoff. Sorry. Cheese that's blue is spoiled. It's called Roquefort. Anyway, we had to take a break. We'll be right back with more.
Sally, now baby, oh no. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask, robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Right, we're getting ready, Frank. Thanks. Bouncy music, Frank. He knows what I like. All right, we're talking about biohacking, making things glow. That's what science is doing. Well, you know, why are they trying to make dogs glow? Science says they want to expand a dog's genetic diversity. Of course, you know, we hear things like, you know, modifications will make dogs healthier by eliminating the elements that make them vulnerable to disease. However, dog breeding has led to many of these vulnerabilities in the last, in the first place, really. So man has created dogs with oversized heads, short legs, and even teacup size to fit in your purse. And of course, those purse-sized dogs, oh man, those dogs, the real tiny ones, they have a lot of organ failure issues. So science says that they can breed out all of those recessive genes that are causing these genetic disorders. We're told also they're using the gene editing CRISPR on dogs, and it's a way of the future, they said. So biohacking, well, they just don't have to be in a million-dollar laboratory to do it. Some of these, well, you just need to have a little metal shed, some modest equipment, and you can do the basic genetic engineering there. So you can order cultivated photohabdus luminescence DNA, which is a bioluminescent bacteria, and you can order that online. And that is what one oil field operator by the name of David Ishii of Jackson, Mississippi did. He mixed it with dog sperm, and he got a CRISPR unit going from a synthetic biologist he knew. And he then impregnated a female dog, and then Ishii said that he had no qualms about making glow-in-the-dark puppies. He hopes the concept will catch on, making perfect glowing dogs, and he wants to breed them for sale. I don't think they'd make very good watchdogs. They can't sneak up on anybody. You'd see that coming. So then there's the question of bacon and eggs. You know, the standard breakfast meal for generations, bacon and eggs, right? Science is making glow-in-the-dark pigs. Does that mean your bacon on your plate's going to glow? Well, in 2013, scientists at South China's Agricultural University announced that they had engineered pigs that glow. And they used a fluorescent protein from glowing jellyfish, and the pigs glow under a black light. So it kind of sounds like an awful lot of trouble to go to make a medical theory or happen, not very cost effective, but at least that is what the scientists that are saying. Further explanation is revealing that glowing animals will be harvested for their enzymes, which will be cheaper than making synthetic ones to make drugs from. So here we are back to the money, follow the money, root of all evil. So we doubt glowing pig meat will be available for consumption, so your breakfast bacon may be safe for now. So what about this human diversity then? They want to make dogs more diverse, the dog diversity thing, and what about humans? Science wants to expand on the diversity of animals by using the genetic CRISPR device with bioluminescent ingredients. How long do you think this is going to take before the process is used on humans? Well, apparently not very long. A law was submitted to the legislature prohibiting this procedure in 2015 at Georgia legislator Tom Kirby. He realized the prospect of human jellyfish cloning, and he found it could be a disturbing thing, and he entered it into law. It was House Bill 287 called the Ethical Treatment of Human Embryos Act, which, you know, bans that practice. So apparently the law didn't get passed in 2016, even with several legislators signing on to support the bill. This is what Tom Kirby said. Human life at all stages is precious, including as an embryo. We need to get out in front of the science and technology before it becomes something no one wants. This mixing of human embryos with jellyfish cells to create a glow-in-the-dark human, we say no in Georgia. End of quote. A glow-in-the-dark human. That, oh, man. You know, I don't even think they have circuses anymore going around where you'd see one of those, right? Where you have all the freak show stuff there. Glow-in-the-dark human. They don't even have circuses, right? They don't go around anymore, do they, Frank? I have not seen one. I guess they're a thing of the past. Well, I just say, you know, us humans, we already know how to have a healthy glow without any crispering jellyfish luminescence or anything like that. Humans want a natural, healthy glow to their skin. Now, pregnant women often have been complimented for their glowing skin, usually because they have more oxygen-rich blood creating this healthy glow. They're making a baby. So the healthy glow to skin is suggesting the skin is slightly flushed, suggesting healthy heart and lung function, according to a study by the scientists at the University of Bristol and also St. Andrews University in the UK. However, you won't need gene editing to achieve a healthy glow because the research is showing that diet can help with a glowing complexion. The scientists studied skin pigments and how it relates to healthy appearances. They found that people who smoked, had diabetes or heart disease, had fewer blood vessels in the skin and had less rosy toned skin. They also concluded that skin pigments can be influenced by carotenoid pigments in fruits and vegetables. So the plant's pigments are powerful antioxidants to help neutralize toxins and to lower the risk of disease. The research did get published in the November 2009 Journal of Primatology. So there are some other reports. A lot of information scientific medicine is projecting this message that you have no control over your health, that disease is a result of random fate, and your diet and your lifestyle have nothing to do with that. Well, previous research, such as that by the American Academy of Dermatology in November 2007, stated their research confirmed that eating foods rich in protein, vitamins, minerals, offer health and anti-aging benefits. So there, that was debunked. So the research did was conducted at Columbia University in New York, also the School of Medicine there. University of Pennsylvania was jumping in, and their findings did get published in the American Academy of Dermatology. So what you put in the body matters, right? Here's a quote from their report. This is Dr. Susan Taylor. She said, "There's no mistake how our diet affects our overall health. We're just beginning to understand how certain foods or a lack thereof can impact our skin's health." So the foods the research team recommended were a minimum of 3 ounces of whole grains per day, a variety of fruits and vegetables, especially dark greens, orange pigment vegetables are very good. Eat rich calcium foods, foods that have calcium in them, and lean meats and fish. So Mediterranean diet is what they just said. Yeah. So it's kind of obvious that you don't need your DNA to be biohacked to have a healthy glow. You just need organic whole foods, which are chemically balanced. God did that. He gets the credit for that. So medical science may not understand everything about food and herbs and your overall health, but it shouldn't stop you from being proactive and, you know, cleaning up the lifestyle. So the foods to avoid are going to be the prepackaged type. The packaged foods encourage weight gain, higher glucose, digestive issues, and other health problems. So stay active and keep your diet organic and basic, and the weight management will take care of itself. So what are the basic foods in your diet? Fruits, vegetables, meats and fish, whole grains, nuts and seeds, beans and lentils, and plenty of water. And you want to notice the lack of dairy products in that list. Dairy is not the best source of calcium, and it coats the system with mucus that traps toxins in, causing allergic reactions, skin conditions, upper head infections, And it prevents the body from detoxifying adequately. So, and you know, we weren't supposed to be consuming animal milk products. Mankind got into that during a famine. So, but we're not supposed to be doing that. It's not really a good protein food for us. And you're not going to get adequate calcium from cow's milk because it doesn't have the mineral uptake for calcium. Magnesium is required also. So you find that in your herbs and green leafy vegetables that have calcium, though. Chemistry there for a reason. So you can get calcium from oranges, green leafy vegetables, herbs, they have that mineral representation there required for the calcium to be uptaken and utilized. So highly balanced sources of efficient chemistry God put there. See? So, and you don't need megadoses when you got it that way. Forget the megadose stuff, the isolated supplements. I hate those. I like whole food stuff. God's chemistry can't be reinvented. Just can't. So people are suffering from osteoporosis because they're relying on the wrong calcium sources. So what do you want to look for in natural supplements? Well, when you're looking at supplements, whole food, go whole food, because ingredients and processing will dictate the level of quality, the action of the supplement will have, the potency, and so forth. So isolated natural or even synthetic sources of vitamins and minerals won't have that efficient full chemistry there for a gentle and effective uptake and utilization that the body likes. You want to research your options there. You want to look at sources. I often get asked at Apothecary Herbs, you know, are you guys certified organic? Well, we start with certified organic herbs that are tested by our herb suppliers, and they send us those tests on those sources, so they're tested. And then we have organic sugarcane alcohol that we use as a catalyst in our tinctures, as a catalyst there, and those are tested, and we have reports on that. So we have organic herbs, and we have organic alcohol. We have no heat in the process to change that chemistry. And so the end result is, voila, certified organic. Yep, you just don't want to mess with the organic stuff, like forced extraction methods and stuff like that. It's not the way to go. So there are like numerous university studies that have shown that supplements from food nutrients are better than the isolated forms. Food is better because it contains important enzymes, peptides, and other photonutrients, which are critical for utilization of the nutrients, which is not present in your isolated supplements. That's a quote from Dr. Robert Thiel, naturopath. He is with Doctors Food Research. So, perfect chemistry. God did that. You can't improve. You can't reinvent that wheel. So we're at Apothecary Herbs. We go with God's chemistry, and we don't isolate, we don't change it. So we stick with that, and because we're standing on that promise, that biblical promise, God said, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. So we're not changing what he made. We're using it in its entirety. So thepowerherbs.com, if you want to check them out, they have whole food supplements there. They specialize in liquids and powders because they're in the system in 60 seconds. Don't need digestion, and they're just more efficient. You can adjust dose to suit your metabolism a lot better. People don't like swallowing pills, Frank. I know, the older I get, I don't like swallowing pills. So liquids and tablets, you can put your doses in juice or water and enjoy the full chemistry God put there. It's all professional strength formulas, organic. Give them a call, get their free catalog. You'll see just how powerful you can be with the right tools and information. Thepowerherbs.com is the website, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're looking for a kind of a overall vitamin supplement and mineral thing, it's their Body Foundation food mix, and make a smoothie with it, and you'll get vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and plant proteins. And it's right in the system right away. The body, you'll know if you're super depleted, you'll notice it even more. Okay. ThePowerHerbs.com, give them a call or visit their website at ThePowerHerbs.com. Now, if you're on the website, do sign up for the newsletters. A lot of people are, and you can get healthy information each and every week, no charge, and it's through your email only, so you have to have email to have it. Go to ThePowerHerbs.com, click on books and newsletters, and you can sign up for free. All right, we have a few minutes. We're going to talk about some of the best and the worst foods to eat. You know, kind of help you out there. I want to keep that glow, that good, youthful glow. A lot of people think I'm younger than I am. Frank, I just turned 60. But they say you don't look 60. Well, that's a good thing. Must be all the herbs. So, and I really watch what I eat. I don't eat a lot of prepackaged stuff. I make my own lunch, dinner, breakfast. I don't do a lot of prepackaged stuff. So, we're going to talk about some of the best and worst foods. So what determines which foods are good or bad for you? Well, foods affect several things. It affects your system pH. It affects your transit time and your digestive system. It affects toxin removal. You have like 12 body systems that are affected by what you put in it, what your foods you're eating. So we don't really think about foods as doing all that. We just think about how good they taste. So we are typically more concerned about our taste buds and the cost of food than what the overall effect of the food will have. So foods that are made by giant food processors, who only are interested in profit, by the way, because they remove a lot of the nutrition to extend shelf life, and then you get nothing, they're going to be on the worst food list, okay? The salted foods, the foods that are coated with a lot of processed salt, which contains really no mineral nutrition at all, and also the ones that are coated in sugar. You know, a lot of people say, well, I'm eating healthy nuts, but they're, you know, the honey roasted stuff coated with sugar. Sugar affects your immune system function. Get enough sugar, it shuts it off for 8 hours. So there are more salted foods than you think there are. There's salted fish, nuts, seeds, soups, and of course crackers. The salty and sweet foods are really popular with folks. It really satisfies their taste buds. So, you know, salty and sweet, your honey roasted peanuts, for instance. They're always going to be on the list, though. They're not so good for you. Of course, the constipating foods, the ones that slow down your transit time, they're also on this list. Foods that slow down the elimination channel of the body, not good. Foods that slow toxin removal to a crawl, and you run the risk of reabsorbing those toxins, that's on the list, too. Foods that constipate are going to be starchy beans, coffee. I know people say coffee's constipating. It always makes me go to the bathroom. Well, it has a dehydrating effect on the bowel, and it hardens the stool, and it sits in the colon longer. So cheese, another one, and chocolate, also very constipating. Foods that add to your body fat index are going to be, well, they should be very limited or avoided. So those foods will have a lot of sugar in them. Foods like bacon, barley, soups, pork, buckwheat, and other fatty meats, they're going to add bulk. They're going to add to the waistline. Now, wheat is high in gluten, and the body converts it to sugar, and that damages the intestinal flora. Americans have a food pyramid diet, which contains 29% refined wheat products in it. Long-term use of excessive refined grains produces an absorption problem in the gut and a calcium deficiency. So I often say in 1945, America genetically modified their wheat berry, made it more glutinous. Breads and pies and everything was fluffy. When they did that, they created celiac disease. military physicians, looking at recruits coming through, they're the ones that noticed it first, but they were told to be quiet. See? So, people with celiac disease can go to Europe because they didn't genetically modify their wheat berry. And they can eat all the croissants they want, not have a problem. So we did it to ourselves here. Now, what are some of the foods on the best list? Well, foods that will really help your elimination channels open up and have free flowing, improves your health. Beets, apples, radishes, flaxseed, all natural laxative-like properties in them. So we need foods that help us keep our system clean and toxic-free as best we can, and opening up those elimination channels is if you have a sluggish bowel and you're not going two or three times a day, you have a sluggish bowel. Some people only go twice a week. Sluggish bowel. Change the foods you're eating. Get off the heavy meats and the dairy products. And, of course, a lot of that wheat. So cheese, another one. Ugh, cheese. So we need foods that help us, you know, keep that system clean and open. So you want to include foods that help keep cholesterol balanced and prevent cardiovascular disease, things that have lecithin, omega-3 fatty acids, and oils in them. So if your fatty fishes and olive oils are really good, and lots of chlorophyll. Now, berries are very excellent. They're an excellent source of natural iron. They keep the blood from getting clogged up with impurities and also help as a type of laxative. Some people use them as laxatives. Now, if your liver has this life-balancing task to do, as most of our livers do, has to perform things in the body, it needs some natural iron as well. So you can't beat the chlorophyll in your greens to provide the iron to strengthen your liver. Okay? So if your system tends to run hot, try eating cucumbers. They are high in sodium and help keep the system cool. And it's the healthy kind of sodium. It's not sodium chloride. That's a processed salt. That's bad for you. But natural sodium is okay. Usually, cucumbers keep you cool. And they also help the brain function. You can eat some baked or broiled fish. It has a lot of phosphorus to help your brain. Eggs are also on the best food list in moderation, of course. Eggs provide a food for the brain, your nerve endings, and glands. Dates help keep your body warm in the wintertime, so you might grab some dates. And they have some natural sugars in there, so be careful if you're sensitive to sugar. Garlic is your natural antiseptic, containing high amounts of sulfur, helps kill microorganisms, makes the brain more active, and is a food for the reproductive system as well. So if you want to assist your body to regenerate and heal itself, change the way you're eating and purge out the bad stuff and put in the good stuff. It's not that hard. So you want to stay away from foods that can create or invite disease and malfunction. These foods collect a lot of germs, and some are on the list are whiskey, spoiled foods, rancid foods, burn foods, foods that come with a lot of charcoal on them from grills, smoked foods, and fermented foods sometimes can be a problem for you. So when the American Indians moved to the new area of the country and they wanted to know which foods were growing in the area that they should eat, what they did is they watched the birds. They observed the animal life. They noted which foods the birds didn't eat, and they didn't eat them either. So birds won't eat rhubarb, cranberries, or green plums because they're very high in oxalic acid, and they ruin your joints. So anyway, we could go on, but the Mediterranean diet is the way to go if you're looking for a way to get ahead of the game. I use that diet, and it works for me, and it will work for you. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog, and don't forget to take advantage of their Memorial Day sale, 20% off, orders of $50 or more, restrictions apply, and it's on through the 6th of June. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. Visit them at thepowerherbs.com and be empowered. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And until next time, I wish you all to be well.